This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right. Not am I always happy to see Sean Horn, but I'm very happy to have people from UPMC here today. As I've said many times in recent months on the air, I've witnessed many great things because of that brand, in particular because a friend of mine who eventually, after a long struggle, did lose his life to cancer. But tomorrow going to be at another one of their amazing facilities helping a friend of my mother celebrate her 96th birthday. So it's the cycle of life, and I'm so happy to have them in our marketplace and in this community. And I'm looking forward to today's show with our representatives from UPMC. Good morning to you, Sean Horn, and welcome everyone to the Inside Connection, brought to you by the number one single best source when it comes to securing Medicare and getting great benefits for you now and in the future, MediConnect. Good morning.
Good morning to you, and thank you once again for having us, and especially this time of year. My goodness, we're literally one day away from being able to talk benefits that are going to be available in the marketplace for the year 2024. So if you are somebody who has questions related to the way your benefits are going to stack up in the future year, or you want to hear what's going to be available in the marketplace, our experts are sitting by right now, ready to take your phone calls and answer those questions for you. 888-818-6334. They'll be available through 12 o'clock. And then we're also, through the enrollment period, we're going to open up some other opportunities. I'm not going to release that information just yet, but we have more ways to connect with MediConnect if you want to get your Medicare situation resolved quickly and with as little pain as possible. So, yes, the enrollment period is effectively now upon us. And when you're talking Medicare plans in this region, you know, if you don't have this brand available to talk about, you're really doing a disservice to the community when it comes to what's available from a competitive standpoint. So we are thrilled to have Ron and Ann from UPMC here today. They're going to talk a lot about the infrastructure that they have built for their members that are really, you know, they're at the forefront of making sure that things remain comfortable for each and every member. We're going to go into great detail about that today. And of course, we're going to have our seminar readout. We still are conducting those each and every week. We're going to let you know where we're going to be. We also have a couple interesting events that we're going to be participating in that we want to welcome you to. But before we get to all the Medicare stuff, as always, we're going to have a little bit of fun and talk about this day in history, today being September 30th. I can't believe September came and went that quick.
This is it, the final day.
My goodness, and there's people outside cutting grass, so the weather's going to be turning yet again. It's going to get warm again, so don't put the mowers away just yet. But before you get on the mower, let's talk a little bit about history. And on this day back in 1939, the first ever televised college football game takes place in a matchup of Fordham and our local Waynesburg College. And unfortunately, Waynesburg lost that game 36-7. But pretty cool that a local brand here got to, you know, really launch all of that. And today, I'm sure everybody's TV is going to be turned on to all the numerous games that are going to be taking place. So Waynesburg led the way there for us. Moving forward a little bit to 1955, today is unfortunately the day that James Dean is tragically killed in a car accident. myself, I was not aware that that's how he had passed. So
three movies to his credit, and they were all made with just a little over a calendar year. That was his entire body of work, and he is still a phenomenon to this day.
Yeah, still an icon, really.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you got Taylor Swift singing about you in songs, you're still an icon, right?
So put that in perspective. I just got to add this with you, and I know that Ron and Ann will appreciate this. They said that, this is great, Travis Kelce, who my friend happens to be his agent, his yearly salary is just one show for her, ticket sales at a stadium.
Well, his jersey sales went up like 400%.
I know. It's phenomenal.
I mean, she's her own economy.
Absolutely.
It's unreal what she's able to do. Anyways, moving forward.
Okay.
Today marks the 63 years since the premiere of the cartoon The Flintstones, created by Hanna-Barbera. So,
yabba-dabba-doo.
Yabba-dabba-doo indeed. And you, whenever you get out of here, do you pull on that horn?
Yep, the dinosaur slide.
Absolutely.
Down the tail. Yep, make it to the parking lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, this is a tough one to talk about, but on this day in 1972, Roberto Clemente hits his final hit ever, a double. And again, in 1972, I mean, this one here, when my own father talks about sports history in this town, and he talks about the man that Roberto Clemente was and how much of a thrill it was for him to watch him play all those years, and then the tragic ending and what he was doing leading up to that.
Mm-hmm.
He still cries about it. So that's the impact that that man left in our area here. So again, quite an important day. In 84, CBS premieres Murder, She Wrote with Angela Lansbury.
Great show.
I mean, a long-standing one, too.
Angela Lansbury was a part of the golden age of Hollywood and found success in television. And that show lasted more than just a few seasons. So she had an incredible career.
Absolutely, she did. And then in 1993, U.S. Army General Colin Powell retired at 56 years old. So a long, historic, legendary career in our military. So he obviously went back in and worked in government a little bit after that. But you know, from an active standpoint, he finally retired at 56 on that day. And then going into our trivia this week, I do want to make a little announcement that if you have been a recent winner of our trivia, unfortunately, you are ineligible for the foreseeable future. So if you have won recently, I'm sorry, but we're moving on to new winners this week and, again, in the foreseeable future. So the question being, the number one song on this day back in 1975 was Fame by David Bowie.
Great song.
This trivia question is a little difficult, so you might have to go to Google on this. So in 1996, Bowie actually became the first major artist to release a single that could only be downloaded from the internet. What was the name of the song? If you have the answer or you want to try your hand, 866-391-1020.
Oh, how about 412-922-1020?
Either one, right? But yes, this is a hard one. I will tell you, David Bowie had and this is one that when I listened to it afterwards, I was
if
like,
if there wasn't Google, we'd be here till next year's annual enrollment looking for an answer. This is going to be a tough one.
It will be. So call in with that question or call in with that answer so we could get you that $15 gift card from GetGo. And of course, again, if you're new to Medicare within the next 12 months, new to Medicare meaning you have a 65th birthday upcoming, or you're working past the age of 65 and you want to entertain your options when it comes to Medicare and healthcare, you are welcome to attend these events. And on October 5th, we're doing a joint venture partnership with Tim Seckler to host at the Beaver County Community College. It's on the Cranberry Campus, 250 Executive Drive, 6 o'clock start time, as are all of these events. October 11th, we're going to be at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. Always an awesome turnout there. Very excited. I'll be hosting that event, so I'm very excited to return. Want to put this in there as well, that October 12th, we are hosting two walk-in events with Jessica Benham along the Brownsville Road corridor there. So Mount Oliver Volunteer Fire Department, as well as the Brentwood Volunteer Fire Department, you have questions about Medicare, come on in. You do not need to register for this. Call into the office for those times. They have them available. October 17th, we're going to be at the Drury Inn and Suites, right by our office in the Kennedy Township area. Sharky's Cafe. That sounds like it's going to be a fun one. Sharky's Cafe.
Nice place.
On October 19th, that's out in Latrobe. And then October 24th, we're going to be at the Upper St. Clair Rec Center, Beautiful facility. Love going there. So 6 o'clock start time, all of these events. 888-818-6334 to get your seat registered.
Yeah, do that right away. And don't forget, we have live advisors standing by up until noon today. And because it is crunch time, if you haven't set up that free appointment in which you never pay for their services, you should do it today before you do anything else. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. All right, get ready for the most tail-wagging event of the year. Make plans now to attend Pet Fest 23, presented by Subaru, Saturday, October 28th at Stage AE. Bring your best four-legged leashed friend. Explore an array of pet-centric vendors inside Stage AE. Capture unforgettable memories on stage in our photo op area with Bully Max locker room photos, holiday photos from the Salvation Army, plus pictures with Santa. Swing outside for the dog stop hydration station, pet agility course, and visit with local shelters. Explore an array of pet-centric vendors, including Healthy Pets, Joy Dog Food, and AARP. Don't miss this pawtastic extravaganza. Details at kdkradio.com. And yes, we have a winner, but first this, I'll tell you, amazing. She deserves a gold star.
Yeah, we should probably double up on this one because it was a hard one. So the question was, David Bowie actually became the first major artist to release a single that can only be downloaded from the internet. What was the name of the song? And it was Telling Lies.
I've never even heard of this song. And I know a lot about David Bowie, even going back to Ziggy Stardust, which my daughter just named her cat after.
No way.
Absolutely. And she's 22 years old. So that just goes to show you, David Bowie, sadly, no longer here. People are still downloading his music.
Oh, yeah. A legend. True.
And the cat can keep a pretty good tune, too.
Oh, I bet. But especially when it's hungry. So
absolutely.
But listen, I want to get right into this because this is a very important show for our community. Again, when you're talking healthcare in this region, you cannot bring up these four letters. So we are thrilled to have our very special guests, our great friends in this industry. UPMC is here. And I'm joined by Ron Wright and Anne, who Anne is pretty much the foundational piece of the concierge service that UPMC is so lucky to employ each and every year to each and every member. So we're very thrilled to have you. But if you don't mind, both of you, if you can, provide a small introduction as to who you are and your background and how you got to where you are.
Good morning. Thank you, Sean.
Absolutely.
I'm Ann Palmarine. I'm Vice President of Customer Engagement and Enrollment Services at UPMC Health Plan. I've been blessed and honored to work at the health plan for over 20 years now. It's been a very exciting journey. I'm responsible for our healthcare concierge program, our enrollment teams, our coordination of benefits teams, and our retail teams. We have 9 retail stores across the state. So I'm excited to be here to share with you about that. I've lived in Pittsburgh for 30 years. I love it here. My husband moved me here right after I married him, and we've raised 3 wonderful sons here. So really happy to be here with you today, Sean.
Smart guy bringing her here. I'll say that out loud, and kudos to him. So thank you for joining us today. And Ron, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, Sean. Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me today. Again, my name is Ron Wright, and I am an engagement specialist with the UPMC Health Plan. And I have a great responsibility of being able to assist people every day to join whatever they need to get to their solution for their health plan. So very excited to work with MediConnect, very excited to be here today to talk about what UPMC can do for its members. I am a lifelong resident of Pittsburgh. I currently live in the South Hills. I am married. My daughter is a freshman in high school. So we have a great family. I've been with the health plan for about 5 years now, but I have been in the Medicare industry since 2006.
And I'll say, you know, that's right there speaks to our community. Talk about deeply rooted, 30 years of Pittsburgh here all your life. I mean, and when you're plugged in, it's really hard to, you know, walk away from. So, and again, to the work that you two do through UPMC, we're very, very fortunate to have you sitting alongside us to talk about. And again, today we're going to talk a lot more about, because we're just a day early to talk benefits. We can't get into that just yet, although we will bring them back later this year to discuss further. But we're going to talk a lot more about the systems in place and how, and you've been a foundational piece of that, as well as Ron helped to carry that out to your members. And let's get into, if you don't mind, the big buzzword when it comes to UPMC, and that's the concierge, right? When you were on last time, I was a couple years ago, I was floored, blown away by the idea that the fact that each and every person who calls in has their own concierge who knows them almost on a personal level. Mm-hmm. So Since then, we've had a few things take place from a societal perspective that have kind of made us shift around a little bit. So let's talk a little bit about the concierge service and why that is so, I mean, it's the pinnacle of customer service of any industry. Talk a little bit about why it's been such a priority for you.
Sean, thank you. Service is our overarching value at UPMC Health Plan. We believe that from the very top levels, from our CEO all the way down. Service is the most important thing we can do. Medicare is very complex. It's very difficult sometimes to understand and to navigate. That's why back in 2006, when Ron joined, started working with Medicare, it was also the implementation of Medicare Part D.
Yep.
And at that point, we really wanted to be able to provide a level of service that could help people navigate all of those complexities in this new world of Medicare. So we were really committed to saying, we want you to have a personal concierge that can help you navigate these waters and help you with whatever your need might be. And our team is committed to doing that. We look at our members not as members, they're people. They're our grandmothers, they're our moms, they're our dads, and we're passionate about giving them the best service that we can. Any problem they have, we want to solve it. We're not going to ask our members or tell them how to solve it. We're going to solve it for them. We're going to call on their behalf. We're going to conference them on so that they're a part of the journey, but we are going to take care of it, and we are committed to that, particularly with service being our most important value at UPMC.
And it's truly amazing how you advise as though it's your own family member, which is something we're very passionate about as well. Every time we sit down with somebody, we're advising them as though it's our mom or our dad who mm-hmm. needs this help, and we want them to have the very best out of this process. So very interesting. Ron, when it comes to the way that you're able to take such a value add as the concierge service and what all the benefits that UPMC has to provide, how has this helped you when it comes to get that engagement out even further?
So in order to get that engagement out, it's knowing that we have that service to back it up. So when you're able to speak to a beneficiary or a member and explain to them that you're going to have the backup of UPMC behind you at all times, that's why we have a partners in care model mm-hmm. where we look at the member, we look at the community, and we look at the health plan. We look at all those together to make what's best for that particular member or beneficiary. It's not just a health plan here to give you the information and then just give you off to do whatever you want to do without having to worry about, you know, any sort of claims issues, any sort of, we're not going to leave you out to dry. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there to assist you with whatever sort of assistance that you may need. And like Ann had said, our team is incredible at being able to do that. They take those extra steps. They will make sure that you get everything done in a one-call resolution.
And that's a fact that I can very much attest to when it comes to, again, some of the clientele that I've worked with over the years that have UPMC. And you know, we're going to talk even further, again, in future episodes about some of the benefits that are going to be available to take advantage of. Because, again, I will say personally, it's a very exciting year when it comes to what companies like UPMC are going to be putting forward for the members to really compare against. So very excited about what this opportunity has in store for us. But the claim payment, this was something that blew my mind, Ron. I mean, and it's something that I think is very powerful that the people listening in today should really focus in on. What is the turnaround time for a typical claim payment with UPMC?
So with UPMC, our typical claim payment is 4 days.
That's unheard of. That's truly unheard of in this industry. 4-day turnaround when it comes to having a service rendered to having a claim paid. I mean, and I could tell you from what I just went through in my own, you know, personal situation, I'm still getting bills. And I had the surgery on August 1st. So like, I get it. A lot of things happen and coordination needs to take place and whatnot. But for you to have it down to that type of level to where and having the claim payment resolved that quickly, that alleviates so much stress for the member, does it not? I mean, it's incredible to know that I could go into my portal that UPMC does offer. You can go in and see everything that's going and you could go in and see exactly what is happening with your insurance and your care in real time. So kudos to both of you for being able to, you know, get that off the ground and implementation and having our, you know, our beneficiaries that we're talking to, and they're talking so highly of this service. So thank you.
Thank you, Sean. We're very proud of that, and we're going to help our members navigate that. And when you talk about the portal, we're going to help you with that. We have specialized tech guides on either in person or on the phone that we're going to help you to navigate how to find that in the portal, how to get there easily, how to look at that claim, how to see, yes, we got it. Yes, it's processing. Yes, it's all the way through. And what is your responsibility? And so we are there and we're committed to that. We try and think of every journey that our members might be on. And that technical journey is one that we're paying very close attention to. 45% of our members have logged into that portal. We want to help a lot more get logged in because that is a great tool for our members to leverage.
And I think what you just said right there, the fact that you could do it in person even.
Yes,
you'll have
absolutely.
People to assist them with the technology even in person if it is. So, I mean, that goes a long way because, again, dealing with Medicare as long as I have, I know that these are some areas that people who have been on Medicare for a long time, they don't want to participate in all this technology and so forth. But, you know, a lot of times it's the cleanest way to get the answers that you deserve. So to be able to provide that service in person or at a level that they're comfortable so that they can engage, I mean, that is so powerful.
Well, we're very proud of that. And we want to do the best for our members. We want them to have the best experience possible.
A lot of good information. And, you know, let's face it, UPMC, they're us. These people that work for them, many of our friends, neighbors, people that we see
truly.
At the grocery store. So good stuff. Definitely good stuff. Okay, we're going to come back just a moment, pick up on some of the things that you need to know as we're just days away. The enrollment period, the annual enrollment period is here. They're going to be able to start talking about this stuff very soon. Today's the last day in September, so it's go time to begin tomorrow. But you need to make an appointment if you haven't. And remember, there is never a charge for their services. You're going to be 65 during the enrollment period. You are 65. You want to revisit your benefits. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, and that is MediConnectInsurance.com. Quickly, after the break, what are we doing?
We're going to talk a little bit more about the seminars, and then also we want to discuss more of what UPMC has in place to help each and every member listening right now.
All right, back with more in just a moment. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect, with your Pratt Pack on a Saturday morning at KDKA. All right, back on the Inside Connection, annual enrollment period. Folks from UPMC are here. Before we get back to Ron and Ann, I want to talk about these seminars. I'm going to let you run them and tell everybody where you're going to be. And then I'm going to remind all of you, these are free seminars, but you have to register. You can actually call now. We have live advisors standing by until noon at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Sean.
On October 5th, we're going to be at the Butler County Community College campus with Tim Seckler. That's on 250 Executive Drive in Cranberry. We're also going to be at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia, October 11th. Once again, I mentioned that on October 12th, we have two joint events with State Rep Jessica Benham right along Brownsville Road, the Mount Oliver Fire Department, Brentwood Fire Department. We have the community events there. Do not need to register for those. You could come on by, but if you're in the South Hills anywhere and you have Medicare questions, we do recommend stopping by. October 17th, we're at the Drury Inn and Suites right by our office up in the Robinson-Kennedy area. October 19th, Sharky's Cafe out in Latrobe. October 24th, Upper St. Clair Rec Center. All are 6 o'clock start times. Again, like you mentioned, free to attend. 888-818-6334. Make yourselves known so that we can bring the proper materials for you. So once again, we're here with UPMC Health Plan, the pinnacle in the industry when it comes to the services rendered and the really the course of care that is offered to render successful outcomes. So, you know, in the last segment, we talked about the fact that there was a 4-day turnaround time from service to claim payment, which again is almost unheard of in a claims payment processing for any insurance company. So wanted to focus on that again, because that's just mind-numbing, the fact that you could pull that off. But want to also talk about the fact that UPMC is really proud of the fact that they don't subscribe to the 20% claim denial. So walk me through that, because when Ron was in our office a few weeks back talking about this, I almost fell out of my chair. So what does the 20% claim denial mean, and how is UPMC different?
Our goal is that our members have access to the care that they need, not to pay less claims. We want members to have care and live their best life. We want them to stay healthy. We want them to see their doctors and have that care. When others look at it and they say, well, we're going to try and deny 20% right off the top so that we have a better profit and we think people will pay that, we are not doing that. We're looking at what is the care, what are your benefits, and our denial rate is extremely, extremely low. And if you do have a denial rate, all you have to do is pick up the phone, talk with your concierge, and they're going to help you through that. If there's a problem with the way it processed, we're going to call the physician and have the claim recoded. We're going to work on that with you. We're going to help you file an appeal if you need to. Believe it or not, Sean, I shouldn't say believe it or not, the amount of people that have to call our concierges about a claim is only 2% of our phone calls.
Wow.
It's very small number of claims that need to be corrected because we work hard to get it right the first time, and we want you to have the care that you need to stay healthy.
And Ron, I have to imagine, and again, we see clients on a you know, pretty substantial basis. We're out there public facing and trying to help people through this. When you're able to say that we don't have to worry about a claim denial just to see if you're going to fight to have that claim overturned and paid in your favor, that's got to put you in from a competitive standpoint, that's pretty powerful, is it not?
It's a very, very powerful statement that we're able to make. With this, we're able to use that, again, to make sure that the beneficiary is getting what they need service-wise and not having to worry about the back end. The back end is what, you know, as a health plan, we're here to do for the beneficiary. If they need a service, they are able to receive that service and not have to worry about, is this going to be denied? Is this going to be paid? With UPMC Health Plan, with the way that our denials and acceptance rates are, they don't have to worry about that. We worry about the beneficiary and what's best for them. We want to provide that whole care, and that, again, that goes back to our partners in care model of being able to be the health plan, be the health insurance, and be in the community for that beneficiary. And, you know, we're able to do that because, you know, UPMC is a unique model in the area.
Mm-hmm.
We are an IDFS. So what an IDFS is basically it's an integrated delivery and finance system. This is where a organization has the ability to be provider-led. So
okay.
Our providers are the ones that are leading the healthcare for our beneficiaries. The providers are the ones that are able to come out and say, this is what our member needs for them to be able to be successful in their life and to be able to stay healthy.
And that's a great point, Ron, because we are truly partners in care. It's not just about payment and finance. That's secondary. Most important is the care journey that somebody's on, and we want to help you with that care journey. And with an IDFS, an integrated delivery and finance system, we are able to work very closely with our physicians, our hospitals, our facilities. We have nurses that work for the health plan right there in our UPMC primary care physicians' practices. And they are there to look out for our members, to make sure they're getting the care that they need, to make sure that they're getting the preventive care that they need, to make sure that they're getting their follow-up appointments that they need. Do they need help getting their blood work? Whatever that is. So we want to help with that care journey. We have care managers that are going to help you along the way. If you are facing a challenging illness that's going to need extending care, we're going to partner you with a nurse care manager who's going to help you along the way. They're going to check in on you. They're going to help you. We have resources for you to have care at home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need care from a home health nurse? Do you need physical therapy? We are going to help you on that care journey and make sure you have what you need, because our goal is for you to be well and for you to be feeling good so you can spend time with your families, friends, doing the things that you love and living the life that you want to live.
Now, would you say that through the care model and how to, the system works for you, that the pre-authorization process is probably a lot less messy with UPMC as it could be with other carriers? Because again, if it's all integrated and you're overseeing all parts of it, I imagine it's a lot cleaner to get what it is that, if the person listening right now needs a knee replacement, they could probably get there a little bit faster under this type of model. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. And we've worked closely with our centers of excellence to really make something like a knee replacement more comprehensive, that for our members and our patients, that it's more like one journey, not 100 journeys, where you have all these different points of care. We're going to help you along the way. We're going to get you scheduled with everything that you need and help you so that it's a more seamless experience for you. You need to worry about your rehab and your care for that knee replacement. You don't need to be worried about, we don't want you worried about bills, about I got to schedule this appointment and that appointment. We're going to help you along the way because we want the most important thing to happen is that you get well.
And Ron, you talked a moment ago about the fact that UPMC is in the community, right? I mean, I know that you're making it a lot easier to access with all the kiosks in the malls, and you can't watch a sporting event without seeing those letters somewhere on broadcast. And again, we're very appreciative of that. But you also want to meet the people where they are, and you have a couple unique events that you want to mention that we're going to be on putting on the calendar here soon. So, botanical gardens and that type. What is UPMC doing to be more visible there?
Absolutely. So UPMC Healthland, it's not just about the medical benefits that you receive.
Right.
We are concerned about your social well-being as well. So some of our social events that we're able to do for our beneficiaries are things like a zoo walk at the Pittsburgh Zoo. You can show your member ID card on specific days and be able to attend the zoo. That's both here locally at the Pittsburgh Zoo and up in Erie. We also have the ability for our beneficiaries to do the botanical garden walks. Those are a beautiful setting for, especially this time of year, it's gorgeous out.
Yeah.
Seeing those fall leaves change. All of these types of events are listed on our website. And also, if they do have questions about that, they can just call the number on the back of their card and speak to their concierge to find out about any local events that we may be having.
That's phenomenal. And again, just another way that UPMC is different when it comes to, again, being visible, being available, and walking hand in hand with the people who truly need to make sure their health is maintained now as a baby boomer, making sure that, we're getting to that successful end. So with that said, looking ahead to this enrollment period, again, we're not going to talk too much when it comes to benefits. Looking at the model and how you're able to operate, do you see, of course, people inside the health plan do move around a little bit from one plan to another, but they're able to keep that concierge, and not only is the system there, but their same concierge is going to be responsible the entirety of their relationship with UPMC. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And we work hard to take very, very good care of our concierges. We've done many different programs to help them in their journey, in their career journeys, and to help them to be very successful as a concierge. And the team is passionate about serving their dedicated members and the people that they are assigned to. They want to take good care of them. They think, again, like it's their mom, it's their dad, and they want to make sure that they're doing their best. I meet personally with my team a lot, and when I ask them what's something they've achieved lately, they tell me beautiful stories of a member that they've cared for and they went out of their way for and how they were able to help them. And, it just really touches my heart that is what is so important to them, is providing that high level of high touch service and really caring for them.
All right, we're going to take a break. But before we take a break, seminars, tell them all about it.
Yeah. So again, new to Medicare, you're welcome to attend. We're going to be all over the place once more. If you're looking to attend up in the Butler County region, we're going to be at the Butler County Community Campus on October 5th. Again, this is an event we're doing with Tim Seckler, 250 Executive Drive in Cranberry, October 11th. We're going to be at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia, 17th Drury Inn in Suites, right by our office, Ridge Road. It's going to be in the Kennedy Robinson area. So free to attend, hour long. Get the Medicare information you need so you can start your Medicare career off on the right foot. 888 818 6334.
Or MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminar tab. We'll come back with Ron and Ann and recap today's show, UPMC Health Plan, in just a couple of moments here on KDK. Good morning. All right, before we wrap it up, let's review what we have learned today on this very special edition of the Inside Connection with your host, Sean Horn. Sean.
I mean, I think this is one of the most powerful shows we had. I said powerful, like I am certainly from Pittsburgh, didn't I? One of the most powerful shows that we've had this year to learn a little bit more about the back end work of one of the biggest health systems on a regional player, because, you know, we're not all across the country. From a regional player perspective, UPMC is one of the biggest in the nation for handling the region that they care for. And hearing the back end work of what is all involved to make sure that, you know, the people that access UPMC, they're not just a member number. And I hate that logic. You know, if I come across a situation where I think a member, my own client, is being treated as a member number instead of their name, I will move them very quickly, because I want them to know that they're a person, their needs are important, things like the successful outcome is critical, and I don't want to have to deal with many headaches along the way related to, I got this claim, I got that claim, and I have to go out and see the person. So knowing that UPMC does all of that very, very well, but also is there the entirety of, it's still, years later, you were on with me a couple years ago, and we talked about this, the fact that whenever somebody who has UPMC calls into UPMC and gets the same concierge over and over, because I had to book an appointment for an MRI not that long ago, and they said, well, when you call back, you're probably not going to get me again. And I was, okay, I got to start this whole conversation over again. That doesn't happen at UPMC.
Yeah, we're going to take care of you. We want to help you and make that a seamless journey. And when you talk about us being a regional plan, we're your friends and your neighbors. We're local. When you call your healthcare concierge, they might live down, you know, they're in our communities. We hire in the greater Pittsburgh region and in the Erie region, and that's it. That's who our concierges are. And when they are no longer a concierge, it's because they've continued their career journey at the health plan, usually on to additional positions. We have a retention rate in our concierge service that's way far and beyond other customer service areas. And it's because we take very, very good care of our concierges. It's important. If I don't take good care of our concierges, they're not going to take as good care and be as passionate about taking care of our members. So we really are there for our team. We want to take the best care we can of them, so they will take the best care they can of you.
And that's, again, when I'm dealing with any sort of transaction I'm involved in, if I know that on the back end I'm going to have access to that, I'm going to feel so much better about moving forward. And again, I think that is why the people who are listening in now, whether you have UPMC or not, you should really, you know, pay attention to what it's looking like moving ahead. Because to have that type of care, I mean, you cannot lay a dollar amount on how important that can be. Again, especially as we work towards a successful resolution with your healthcare. I mean, of all places that you want to know that you're handled, you can't buy your health. So there's got to be one place right there that's just so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's our goal. We're going to take very good care of you. We're going to solve your issues and your problems. And guess what? If we don't, there's a survey at the end of the call and you say, no, we didn't take care, and the number's small, it's very small, but if it says no, it's immediately routed to leadership and they know, and we're going to follow up, investigate what went south, and we're going to call that member back and we're going to take care of it. We are so committed.
And Ron is going to be back on the show with us on November 11th when we're able to talk benefits. And again, that's going to be Veterans Day weekend. We have a veterans plan that we definitely want to highlight related to UPMC. Can't get into the benefits of it yet, but we also have some other plans we're going to talk about as well that, again, from a competitive standpoint, the envelope is being pushed. And we thank you for the hard work that you're doing in order to put that level of benefit in front of our listeners. So thank you for all the work that you do as well.
Well, I just want to thank MediConnect for having UPMC on today. Again, I hope everybody's able to see that this comes from the top down. Mm-hmm. The service that UPMC offers, it's not just the person that's picking up the phone answering your question and being able to help you. UPMC truly believes from the top down that service is the key to making this a successful story for everybody.
And again, we thank you for all that you have done, again, on a yearly basis, being there a constant force with the Medicare benefit structures. And I think, again, I'll say it personally on behalf of MediConnect, this is a year you should really pay attention to what's available, because some of the things that are being put forth are just, I've been doing this now for 13 years. I never, ever thought I would see what is going to be made available. So we can provide that information to you starting tomorrow. So if you want to get on the roster, get your benefits checked up on, 888-818-6334. We can walk through all that information for you, make it very easy, typically within a half hour. We can make sure that if you're in the right position, fantastic, we'll let you go. And if not, we can make that process very easy so that you have the education to make a good decision based off of your needs. And I also want to circle back on the fact that we are now over 11,000 subscribers on YouTube. So it seems like every time I come in here, we're up another 1,000 or two. So thank you to our audience now that is paying attention and watching the radio show when it's re-aired on YouTube. And then we also do our podcast on there. We put some other informational content out there for you. So thank you for engaging with us. And, want to remind our listeners, too, that we have the free ebook. You could go straight to our website and download the ebook that we have available, The 5 Biggest Mistakes with Medicare and How You Can Avoid Them. Again, go to MediConnectInsurance.com. You'll see a banner at the top. You click there. You can download. It doesn't cost you a thing. And then want to talk one more time about those seminars, because, again, this is very important to a lot of people in the community, and we're consistently trying to get out there to make this information accessible as possible to you. So October 5th, we're going to be at the Butler County Community College on Executive Drive up in Cranberry. October 11th, Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. October 17th, we're going to be at the Drury Inn in Suites. October 19th, Sharky's Cafe in Latrobe. October 24th, Upper St. Clair Rec Center on Mayview Road. And as you can see there, north, south, east, west, we're constantly trying to be in every region possible. So wherever you live, we can make it easy to get to. 6 o'clock start time. So if you're still working, you can come after work. And as always, like everything else that we do, Rob, no cost, no obligation. We just want to get you good information. So once more, want to thank Ann and Ron from UPMC. Did a phenomenal job really getting information out there related to how your back end works to make sure that people are very satisfied with the health plan. And one of the carriers recently who've been able to enjoy giving out the 5-star benefits because of the care assessed on all levels. So Ron, and thank you so very much for what you do day in and day out for the people who are listening now.
Thank you, Sean.
And Rob.
Thank you, Sean.
No, thank you, Rob.
And listen, before we go, just stress to people, the appointments are filling up quickly. So today would be the best day to call. Tomorrow would be a good day. The next day would be a good day. But don't put this off. If you really want to revisit or you're signing up for the first time, you got to get that appointment. And I want to stress again, you don't pay for their services at MediConnect, but people need to call 888-818-6334. And we have the added benefit of having live advisors every week from right after the show starts at 9 until noon.
Actually, we're going to extend that out even further now. So you could call at any time today or tomorrow.
Nice.
And get the answers you deserve. Get those appointments. We're now up to over 750 appointments between October 1st and October 15th. We do have room for more, however. We can still squeeze you in before the 15th. So if you, again, you want to get this handled, you're the type of person who likes to plan things out, want to get it handled quickly, we can do that for you still, 888-818-6334. And I also want to mention one more time, again, if you're in the South Hills area, from Southside to Mount Oliver to Carrick to Brentwood, Pleasant Hills even, anywhere in that region there, we do have those events taking place at the Mount Oliver Fire Hall, as well as the Brentwood Fire Hall, October 12th with State Rep Jess Benham. Free Medicare checkup. Come and make sure that you get your questions answered. We can do a comparison of your benefits and see if any adjustments need to be made for you personally. No cost, no obligation, just good information.
Yeah, listen, Jess, she's a superstar in my opinion. She really cares about the people. And we've had her here a couple of times and she's amazing at what she does.
Yeah, we're thrilled to partner with her. She's been an amazing resource in the communities that she's in, as well as her assignments that she has in government. Really, it touches everyone who's listening right now. So we're thankful for her as well.
And Timmy Seckler is a great elder law attorney, too.
Yeah. We work with the best of the best. We're very proud of that. And again, that's why UPMC is here today.
See, Ron, and you, this is what you call stretching in the business, is we're like tap dancing here to get to the out time. But you did good. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you. And well, let's do this. What do you think about the game tomorrow?
Steelers by 10.
I would love to see it. I'm tired of biting my fingernails towards the end of the game.
I'm more concerned about Pitt. We just need to beat Virginia Tech tonight.
I agree.
That's what I'm concerned about. All right. Have a great day, both of you. Thank you very much, okay? All right. Listen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tuned. News coming up next at 10. Back with more in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.